Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Cindy and Vic Madsen, and they are farmers north of Audubon. Good morning to you, Cindy.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Vic.
Morning.
Vic, I understand you're outside just about getting ready to chore, and thank goodness the wind went down.
Right.
Yeah, not quite so bad out there this morning. But what we really want to talk about is PFI, Practical Farmers of Iowa. And Cindy, we're going to visit with you because there's a conference coming up, and you and Vic are really important parts of that conference. So the theme, mapping our future, tell us, Cindy, what part are you playing?
Well, I'm going to present a session on land transfer.
And that's really been in the news more and more, I think, probably because there's more and more challenges with it. And so it's really important to think ahead about that. So tell us a little more about the session. What are you going to do? Are you doing it by yourself? Do people get involved? Tell us a little more about the session.
Okay, the session is titled Farm Transfer with Farming and Non-Farming Heirs. And I will be presenting it with Attorney Kate Cohost from the Cohost Law Firm in Harlan. And we're going to discuss farm transition issues and goals for a farm's continuation and future. And today, when a farmer retires, one child might be involved with the farm while others aren't interested. And, in some cases, children have moved away and might have careers but are still, you know, interested in the farm, while other kids who move away could care less about the farm and just want money from the sale. So there's a lot of issues to think about in farm transfers and taxes and trusts and all that kind of stuff.
So it's something that probably you shouldn't just say, okay, we're going to do this tomorrow. Need a little planning, right? You need to do some planning.
Exactly. This is something that you don't do overnight.
We should tell people, because I just jumped right into this meeting of PFI, Practical Farmers, is an annual conference. And when is that being held and where is it being held?
So I'll give you a little information about the conference. It will be held in Ames on January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and it's open to the public. And families are welcome to attend, and this year they will also have child care available. Okay. And we're hoping there will be something of interest for all types of farm operations, whether they're large, small, conventional, organic, crop and livestock people, fruit and vegetable growers. Also, we're encouraging non-farmers who own land or just want more information about where their food comes from and how it's raised are also welcome to attend. And then this year's conference is called Mapping Our Future. And we're putting PFI is putting a special spotlight on farm transfer and farmland ownership topics. According to a report by Mike Duffy, a retired ISU economist, 56% of Iowa farmland is now owned by people over the age of 65, and 30% is owned by people over 75 years old. So the future of the countryside is who's going to farm the land, and what are they going to do with it? And will it pass in harmony, or will it be conflicts that end up breaking up families? The conference also focuses on decisions farmers make in regards to soil health and the challenges of, erosion and water quality, which is so much in the news now.
Mm-hmm. And that affects all of us.
Right.
It's just really so important.
And
I understand quite a bit when we're talking about mapping the future. You know, you're zeroing in on that family transfer, but also mapping the future can relate to the soil and how we keep the soil and take good care of it. And so, as I understand, there's several presentations about soil.
Right. There will be sessions on cover crops, business planning, profit margins, markets, livestock management, horticulture, land stewardship, and farm energy and much more.
Okay. And so whether you're a beginner or an experienced farmer, whether you're a member of Practical Farmers of Iowa or not, this could be of interest to you.
Right.
And how do people register, Cindy?
Okay. First of all, there will be two what they call pre-session short courses on Thursday afternoon and Friday morning, and they'll be held at the Oakwood Road Church in Ames. And they will be in-depth short courses. And then on Friday afternoon and Saturday, there will be what they call seven in-depth workshops. And on Saturday, there will be over 20 sessions on various topics. And Friday afternoon and Saturday sessions will be held in the Sheman Building at the Iowa State Center. And you can register for one, two, or all 3 days.
Okay.
You can kind of pick your, and you could, out of all the sessions, you know, obviously you're not going to be able to go to
right, you
got to
pick and choose, right.
And so, you can pick and choose the topics that are of interest to you and go to those sessions.
Okay,
and,
is there a website?
Yes. More information about registration, pre-registration is available at practicalfarmers.org.
And you know what? This morning before I came, I just went to my computer and put in my search PFI. Top of the list was Practical Farmers of Iowa. So easy to do. But remember, PFI, Practical Farmers of Iowa. And saying that, we want to turn to you, Vic, because we want to know a little more about Practical Farmers of Iowa. And I think you were in kind of some of those first years.
Yeah, I was an early member and have been on the board and long-term member, yes.
So, you know, why did it get started? Why is it continued? What does it do for people?
Well, gosh, that could take off.
Well, we have about 4 minutes.
Okay. You can mention your legacy letter session.
Yes, and I was going to ask about that if we don't, yeah. But let's, basic mission of Practical Farmers of Iowa.
I guess it's to encourage a style of farming that's good for the land and the people in the community. And it tries to look at kind of all sides of farming and as you develop your own package farm. As far as, again, soil conservation and soil health is real big. Probably most farms have some livestock because diversity is good. Mm-hmm. And again, and then it's most encouraging community activities too.
And it seems to me, Vic, and I've gone to a couple of those meetings, one of the really important things is the sharing of information among the members or among people who come. I mean, you host, along with other farmers, you host these field days where people can come and exchange ideas and find out what's going on.
Yeah, we have over 60 field days every summer in the organization, and they're spread throughout the states on topics from grazing to gardening to tree crops to fencing to ridge till and nitrogen management, run the whole gamut. And those are real nice because you get a you know, 20, 30, 40 people, and the farmer explains what he's doing and what works. And usually we spend a lot of time on what doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, that's important too.
Well, it's silly for everybody to keep making the same mistake over and over again. And and then the other thing is probably the most important to us is the people. I'm kind of a choir director, I guess, but just such good-hearted, friendly, open people. And I know people that come to the Saturday day, which session, which is the main one, remark about how friendly it is. You'll see lots of hugs and lots of little kids, and it's sort of just a real nice, friendly group of people.
It's not a competitive game. It's how we can all do this together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Cindy mentioned, and this is a really important part of this program, a legacy letter. Tell us about that, Vic.
Well, it goes with the farm transfer issue, and I don't know if it's PFI's idea or whose, but that we come up with the idea of encouraging legacy letters, which is just the first step in the transition process. And the idea is you write down things that are important to you, your values, what you enjoy about the farm, and finish it up with what you'd like to see happen to the farm. And it's a difficult thing for a lot of people to talk about, and it sort of breaks the ice and gets people started to talk, and hopefully maybe it'll bring out a few things to children that they kind of overlooked what their parents' wishes were.
And of course, you and Cindy are living this. You have a son who farms with you, but you have other children who do not. So this is real stuff for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It affects us personally, and we've just done our legacy letters and are just getting started, and it's going to take some time to work it out. But at least we get a little bit of structure and a little bit of, help, but guidance along the way, and that'll help.
And I understand you will be sharing, you will be giving copies of your legacy letter to others who go to the conference, so people will get that. Now, we need to again remind folks, just go to the website, PFI, or put it in practicalfarmers.org, find out more about the conference, which is on the January 22, 23, 24, so don't put it off. And we want to thank you, Vic and Cindy Madsen, for visiting with us. Okay, until next time, here's a thought. Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "Nations that destroy soil destroy themselves."